Log Talk Radio.
Okay, we're going to
Log Talk Radio.
Oh.
Here she is.
She is so hot.
Sassy.
Sexy.
Your DJ for tonight.
Great music with
La Crush Hearts.
And Black Reporter.
And Black Reporter. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Soul Fantasy Radio Live with La Crush and Black Reporter. And we also have on the line already Rickness out of Brooklyn. Welcome to the show. Okay, bless you. Whoever that was.
Thank you.
The number to call in, if you don't, 805-830-8320. That's 805-830-8320. Is this Rickness? Okay, somebody's phone is ringing.
Hello.
347-227.
This is Rickness and also this is Houdini as well. Houdini, this is the Live Talk Radio Show. La Crush is the host.
Hi, Houdini. Welcome to the show. Welcome, Rickness.
Welcome, sir.
Thank you, thank you.
Are we having another show call in?
I don't know. Okay, listen, Rickness, I can't hear him. You're going to have to mute something. You have to either mute Skype or mute your phone.
Alright, is that better?
Right, there we go.
Okay.
Okay, so welcome to the show. I'm the Fresh Heart, the host.
And I'm Black Reporter.
And we have Black Reporter, who's the co-host. We are a very open show. You know, we let you voice your opinion, say what you want to say. No curveballs here. You just go ahead, let it out, speak your mind, and everything else in between. Also, folks, I've been working on some stuff for 2012. I thought I'd start early. And as I was telling y'all about the whole Fantasy Radio, Love Us, Like Us, Sweepstakes, we'll be going down starting next year. So you'll get more information as the new year approaches, and I'm still working out the prizes that I'm going to have, but so far I got $25 gift cards and a couple of gift certificates to to some great places like Macy's and Best Buy and stuff like that. So, you know, we're going to do it up in 2012. We're going to try to take Phone Fantasy Radio to the next step. To the next level. We've been doing this for what now, Black Reporter, a good year and a half?
Yeah. By the way, Crush may not tell you, but this was just happened to be on a truck that happened, you know, happened to fall to the back of a truck that was going through Brooklyn. So what was in there, we will give back to y'all.
Right.
Okay, yeah. That sounds good.
And yeah, I'm a truck, it fell off, I found it, you know. All good stuff. Okay, so tonight we have a topic that we started to talk about last week in the aftermath of the show. We went into overtime. So if you want to check out last week Thursday show, you sure can. Went into overtime and we started talking about reality shows. As I was searching through the net, I found a couple of different petitions about basically about specific reality shows, including the Kardashians and Love and Hip Hop and all these reality shows. Everybody got a reality show. You don't even know who they are, they got a reality show.
But that seems to be
the new trend. Hold on, that seemed to be the new trend for 2010, 2011, like that seemed to be like no more music videos. Let's have a reality show. You can give us a call once again, 805-830-8320. Go ahead, Black.
I was going to say, before we even start with the actual show, we need to define what is reality.
Mm.
I don't know anymore.
You don't know anymore? Because that's the reality show, Zuna. But before we do that, let's bring in our other guest. Ooh, last week it was an all-woman show. This week it seemed like it'd be an all-man show. We got Blessed Child, who finally decided to bless us with his presence.
Well, 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 well. Hello, stranger.
What's good?
What's good? What's good with
we thought you got too big for the room.
What happened? Where you been? We missed you.
I've been working on different projects. Trying to get things up on the ground. I just got back from Miami.
Oh,
okay.
Boy.
Man,
boom.
Time to make moves. Time to make power moves.
Okay, no problem. Listen, y'all.
I'm about to say you got clubs all over the place, groups all over the place. People join.
Your phone breaking up, baby. Black Report, you need to fix that. Your phone breaking up.
Ah.
Right. Y'all can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/LaCrushHearts, LaCrushHearts. And there's a chat room below the page. Sign up, make a free account, and favor us, add us as a friend. And, you know, join the conversation via chat. I'm also on Facebook under facebook.com/HeartsRadio, HEARTS Radio. And, okay, so tonight's topic in bloom, love and hip hop, the Kardashians, is the state of reality getting too real for TV? That's tonight's question. You know, starting off the bat, who want to go first? Who wants to tackle this topic? Because I have a lot of people interested in this topic. Who wants to go off the bat with this topic?
Go ahead, Houdini.
Damn, you just blew my spot up.
Y'all, you the new kid on the block. Go right ahead.
I'm a virgin.
Okay. let's see here. You said Kim Kardashian?
The Kardashians, all that. All love and hip hop,
yes.
Basketball-wise, baseball-wise, mind-wise.
Okay, it's very interesting because, thank you, LaCrush. I'm reading a book right now called A New Earth, Awakening to Your Life's Purpose by Eckhart Tolle.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm actually on the section that talks about how it's called Role-Playing the Many Faces of the Ego.
Mm.
And it just talks about, simply put, how, yes, exactly, individuals, like people as a whole in general, most of us as a people, we actually do this role-playing in our regular lives. And just to keep it simple like that, I think that that's maybe why there's such a fascination with, you know, what's quote-unquote real TV, you know, because it's like it's supposed to be real, but really it's not. But then we're not living real lives, most of us anyway, if we actually look at, are we being real to ourselves, into our essence, into our being? As, you know, I'm philosophical, you have to forgive me, but, you know, it, like I noticed something, like I'm a musician and singer-songwriter, and I noticed that sometimes when I write a song, there's two types of songs I could write. I could write a song that comes from me, or I could write a song that is just sounds good.
Yeah.
And what happens is this, when I write a song that literally comes from me, not only do I feel it, but the people around me, when I even play something raw from it, like just the melody or the beat, people around me, they when they hear it, it does something. It hits them deep inside, and they tell me, wow, this is phenomenal. And it's almost like they could connect to it, like as what I'm feeling, they're feeling it. It's transferred over to them. But then when I do something that sounds good, they'll say, oh, yeah, that sounds good, but it's not like how it affects them when I, you know, in any way. The point of that is that I know not everybody's a musician, but you could relate like this. When we say something, when we connect with each other, or we realize something deep about ourselves, I was sharing this with my boy Eric, we feel it. But a lot of times you know, we're living our lives and we're just caught up with all the madness. And I think that that's a way that we use to escape when we look at the Kardashians, when we look at, you know, what's going on with our hip-hop stars, when we look at, you know, all the media. It's a lot of times, most of it, not putting down the media, but a lot of times we're doing that to escape a reality where we're not even, we can't even be true to ourselves. If we could be true to ourselves, we would be probably happier people as a whole, but we're so stressed, frustrated, scared about the economy, scared about this and that, and all we could do is plug into the media to kind of escape for a little while. And that's all I got to say.
Okay. Okay, so basically, I mean, I understand what you're saying when you use the music reference. Also know in music they have what you call commercial, right? Am I wrong?
Yes. Right. Underground. So
you're talking
right.
about when somebody who produce something and it's more commercial, it's more airway friendly, for so to say.
That's right.
And you know, and at the end of the day, you know, egos, people insight. I mean, honestly, that's a whole other topic. That's another topic for another day, because I was getting ready to go. I was getting ready to go sideways just now. Let me stick to reality TV. Now, each show, Toni Braxton got a show. Lala Anthony got a show. Kim Kardashian got a show.
Damn.
Even Lindsay Lohan mama got a show. Like, and all these people that you like, this is like the reality TV circuit. Like, they've always made shows about real life. They have talk shows that deal with everyday issues.
Right.
You know, do you add things like a talk show to the issues of like the Kardashians and you know, now they have this show called Intervention. Anybody ever seen that?
I believe I heard of it.
Right. I tried to watch it. My stomach wouldn't let me watch it. Interracial. They had Intervention, Monster in Laws, Broadzilla. All these things are reality shows. Now, I can understand some shows being informational as far as telling you what goes on behind the scenes. I understand that. You know, I understand that concept. Now you have these shows basically mostly about these women who at one point was regular like us, but then they had the opportunity and they married rich. This is what I really want to tackle, right? They were regular like us. They came from the same hood. It could have been your next door neighbor, but somehow, somehow, she found her a ball player, a baseball player, a mop, a entrepreneur, and now they have all these wives shows, all these different aspects of wives.
That's what reality right there.
Now, my next question is simply this.
They say housewives of Atlanta, housewives of L.A., basketball wise, half of them not married to the basketball stars no more. So I ain't gonna name so basketball lives, and half of them not even married to them.
Yeah, that's true. But I was going to say, my next question is going to be asking this. Isn't it a situation to where you can look at these people on TV and you can point and say, at least my life's not like that?
Shout out to Brick in the chat room right now.
Hey, Brick.
Okay, so, you know, at the end of the day, this is all what is wrapped up to be called reality TV. And in reality, it's not just you who's watching these shows. You got your children, your little ones, you know. You got, I may not have a TV in my house, or my niece is over, and she don't have a TV in her house, but yet she gets to see these shows. She goes to a friend's house. So, you know, the reality is this the reality for us? Okay, this is not me. I'm not living that. But what about these girls that's looking up to these so-called reality stars, 15 Minutes of Fame role models?
Called Brainwash.
Brainwash?
Or brainwashed. They want you little kids to think, oh, this is my life. This is how I got to be. because I want to make it.
I got a little rush.
Another thing, they have, well, they have two different types of brainwash. They have the teen moms on what used to be a music channel that just showed music videos. We had a problem with every music video they played. Now they have a whole list of reality shows that's really supposed to be a channel for teens, I think, or young adults. And then at one breath you have, here's my sweet 16. These people are getting Range Rovers and Porsche and Lexus, and these superstars are coming to their party and they're getting the $15,000 dress and the blinged out gear. And then in the next half an hour, they see teen mom with a 17-year-old done had a baby, and now she got to get married, so forth and so forth. So, and you know, in brainwashing, what is it really doing? Like, as far as these shows giving us basically two different extremes.
Well, I have a question for you. Does anyone know what the very first video was on MTV back when MTV first started?
Right, Radio Killed the Video Star, something like that.
Yeah, Video Killed the Radio Star. Okay.
That's right.
Could we expand that to now? Reality Killed the Video Star.
Yeah, we can. We can, because somebody, like, everybody comes out with an album, and like Monica had an album coming out, and we had to have a whole season of Still Standing just for her to promote her album. Like, you know, at the end of the day, it was just about her album launch. You know, we don't really see what really, you know, we get a glimpse of what they show on TV as far as the magical editing, you know, and all that other stuff. But, you know, what do you think, Rick? You've been quiet over there.
Well, I mean, you know what? I use analogies to prove a point. And music and the industry and the reality TV show, it's like, for example, they was talking about food. And, you know, Houdini definitely can identify with this. All the chemicals and stuff they're putting in food to control people. And also, like, the Dr. Dre Beats headsets. A lot of people don't realize that those headsets are designed to actually, it's a form of hypnosis in a sense, because it sounds like you're actually in the studio to actually, that's pretty much what the society is geared to totally hypnotize people in all type of categories. You know what I'm saying? If a person's not psychologically strong, then like what Malcolm X said, you'd be hood, weak, bamboozled. You'd be suckered in. And then, but I was told with these reality TV shows, if somebody have a reality TV show, that means they damn near broke as a joke. So I don't know how true that is, but you know what I'm saying? If you know it's anybody that have a reality TV show that I've saw, they're limelight. They're not really in the limelight like they used to. And a reality TV show is to get them back in the limelight.
Exactly.
Look
what happened to Fantasia. Fantasia, you know what I'm saying? She will, right, exactly, yes. Those individuals
like
that you
Keisha,
see.
You have people like Keisha Cole, who actually is in the limelight right now. She had her own reality show.
Well, when she got her reality TV show, she was in the early days of her career when she started that.
She had a popping album. She was number one before she started her reality. I mean, before she started her reality show. Like,
well, I guess it's exception to the rules.
You
hear from her, but you don't hear from her that much no more.
Well, exactly.
Like when she first came out.
So I understand that, but that was after the reality show. All right, we got the 228 in the building. What's up? I mean, 225. Sorry, 225. What's up, Lady C? What's up, Lady C? Sorry.
Lady C is in the ha-ha-ha-fizzle.
What's up, Mama? How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Just a little wet, the rain, but it's okay.
Right, it's raining out here too.
Yeah, we're talking about
reality TV right now. The reality stars. Why are they giving these people why are they giving us access to their lives? First of all,
Lacey, why don't you tell us what you and I discussed earlier?
About reality?
Yeah.
reality is never, it's two perspectives. It's your reality and my reality. We can look at it, we can look at the same thing and see two different realities.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just like the cup being half full or half empty, you know. What is that reality to you when you look at that glass, you know? And so reality is your perspective of reality, and is it really reality? Or is just what you want to think reality is? You know, like, I think just a booty call, but he says he's in love. You know.
So it's all about perception, so...
Let me bring up a specific show.
There's situations that you have on TV. Let's look at it as far as Lady C is saying, you look at the glass half full, is that the glass half empty. They pick out one specific event, and basically they show you different aspects of that event, how this one played their part in it, how this one played their part in it. And, you know, at the end of the day, you have to, as a viewer watching it, you have to mentally wrap your mind around, you know, viewers in that situation, right?
Right.
Okay, so a show that really hits home for most people, because I know I'm young, I've seen it, you know, 16-year-olds, 17-year-olds having babies, and they have a show on MTV right now called Teen Mom. Now, when MTV came out some odd years ago, MTV stands for Music Television. But in this, like, as of today, they have only one show slot to actually show music videos. And that's early in the morning when everything else is off, like 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock in the morning. Like, who do they really expect to be up at 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock in the morning to watch these so-called music videos, right? Now, all the shows they consist of is Teen Mom, you know, the real world, where you look into their lives, you know, these people, you throw them into a mansion and they live their life out on there, and, you know, real world challenge and stuff like that. You know, they have the little game shows and stuff. My thing is the way these games have evolved from you just throwing strangers in a house and watching them live their lives out, but, you know, you pay for all the expenses, to now... You got these so-called flavor of love. Everybody looking for love now.
Now, the situation is the fact that you got to realize that all this is coming down from Madison Avenue, where, first of all, they're trying to sell ads. Second of all, they're trying to find a program that's going to get them the most ad revenue. And what's going to get you the most ad revenue? Make the public excitable. Make them not want to let it go. Give them something to talk about during the day.
You got a lot of people that love the reality shows. Reality shows is majority of them is nothing about drama. You got people tuning in. What's going to happen next week between her and her, this and this and that. As I've been noticing, man, there's a lot of reality shows and a lot of local radio airplay, too.
Don't you want to find out what happens to this person? We'll come back with us next week, and you'll find out.
Well, everybody push their shows to get you... They always want to put up, you never see the good thing, you always see the argument when somebody want to cut somebody or kick their butt and everything, and they want you to, they pull you in by that, because most people want to see a train wreck.
They want to see drama.
Yeah. So, I mean, like the Real Housewives. Are they really housewives? The basketball wives? All the, what's the reality of that? You know, is it real and looking for love? How you going to say you're looking for love? You kiss her from one to the other in the same house. You know, just say you want to try it all. You know, you can't find love in when you have such a variety. You could have whittled it down before you had them all in the house with you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She got a point.
So, all right.
Half of them aren't even married to no basketball star. They used to, or they were dating, or they used to be married.
Right.
Well, let me just ask a question. Are we that bad of a voyeuristic society where we have to see everything that's going on in somebody else's house?
Of course. Always have been. It's just that they've made it where it can make money. I mean, you always want to know about the Joneses. If something was going on, it would be whispered in the neighborhood and everybody would pass along. Mr. Jones was having an affair and the girl got pregnant. Everybody would know about it and try to see what would happen. So now they just put it out front.
Yeah.
You know, what's going on? You know, it's just the glorified soap operas. That's why the soap operas are being canceled. Because nobody watched them as much as they do the so-called reality shows.
Oh,
exactly.
No, that makes sense. No. You know why the soap operas are being canceled? Because... One major point, it costs money to do a soap opera. These reality shows, these don't cost no damn money.
Yes, they do.
These people, no. And I'll tell you why. These people want to be on here for the glory of getting their name on video.
But they get paid.
So you're talking about the actresses, not the production.
Yeah, about the actors of the show. Production is cheap.
It's just like you have these
daytime shows that have been on for 20-some-odd years in the...
Yeah.
All of a sudden now they're being canceled. And then you have these 1-2-3 fly-by reality shows popping up and then disappearing and being canceled
because
after the first
Because they're cheaper.
Yep, way cheaper.
But you want to know why it's cheaper? You don't have to pay for writers. You just let them have that.
They'll give you
one line and they go from there, you know.
And the reality of it is you get that little bit of money back.
It's like you take a cage of lions, throw out the raw meat, and let them go after it.
You get a little bit of money to act for food and act stupid. Yourself out in reality.
Okay.
You want to know what the reality is? Is these ballers looking at you? They don't. These ballers don't respect y'all. Yeah, I probably can't get close to you, but them ballers can't. They ain't gonna respect you. At the end of the day, they're not gonna respect y'all. You're showing your ass. You ain't nothing but a piece of meat to them.
All right, we got another caller from the 347 Brooklyn in here. D's right now. What's going on, Blick?
What's going on?
How you doing, Pastor?
Oh, the pastor has entered.
We good. What's up?
We got an interesting show here today.
You think so? What's your take on it?
Well, you know my take on it. You know, basically what we're looking at here is this is just another, you know, this is just 21st century, you know, coonery, basically, what we see on TV nowadays.
It is.
It's just recycled itself now. This is just the latest version. You know what I'm saying? Instead of saying mammy on TV, you got this. And it's ridiculous because when you think about it, you know, all basically, you know, these black people are on TV, basketball wives, talk about the black side of it. You know, they're like what my mother calls them, what we refer to as nigger rich. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
And when I say nigga rich, I mean to the point where as they basically live in check to check, $1,000 check to $1,000 check.
Okay? These are people that, okay, they got a business, a record deal, whatever, whatever, but they not putting no money away, you know. Oh, I don't know if they are, but from what it seems like the brother said earlier, all the people that are on reality shows are losers. I mean, you got to look at the track record. Look at the history. You know, look at what you got, Flavor of Love. Flavor Flav is a loser. He ain't making no money no more. You got Tiny and Toya. Who the hell are they? The washed up chick from Escape and the one who had Lil Wayne baby. Who are they? You got Fantasia. Okay? She can't even spell. You know what I'm saying? You got KC and Georgia. Okay?
Ray J.
What the hell is that? You know what I'm saying? Washed up Jodeci people. You got the Braxtons. Tony Braxton ain't had a hit in years. You understand what
I'm
saying? You got Love and Hip Hop. You got these girls who claim the fame is that they spread their business for a rapper and got knocked up by him, and that's their whole claim to fame. You know? And when you look at the black shows versus the white shows, you know, you got to look at it. You know, the black shows have nothing but women fighting, okay? Single moms, women fighting, you know, Fantasia trying to learn how to read on screen. You know, you got KC and JoJo fighting over some nonsense that happened years ago. You know, you got the Braxtons. One of the sisters alcoholic. One's a wannabe diva. One is a diva, and she's so old and played out, it ain't even funny. Tony Braxton walking around here like she the, you know, cats meow and shit, and she filed for bankruptcy. You understand what I'm saying? You got one sister who's serving to the other sister, the mother who ain't got over her damn shit with her man from years ago. It's just a bunch of, it's just a new recycled level of coonery. Because when you look at versus the other reality shows, the Kardashians ain't ripping each other's hair out on TV. No, but you got sisters on, you know, Love and Hip Hop ripping each other's weaves out. You know, we got the sister ain't even has to, she ain't even wearing drawers. Basically, we already, black women already got a stereotype against us. You know what I'm saying? And here this woman is fighting, her legs going up in the air, she ain't got no drawers. How you going to someplace in somebody's house, that ain't like she going to meet a man. She going to sit around a bunch of girlfriends, ain't got no underwear on. What the hell is that? You understand? What does that say to society? That says to the white man that, you know what, we just loose. We just out there. All black women walk around with no panties on. You understand what I'm saying?
Like I said, I'm gonna get money off. I'm gonna get money off y'all dumb ass for acting dumb, looking stupid on TV. That's basically it.
You know, but my thing is the white people are not portrayed like this. You got Kate plus eight. You see Kate up on screen. You know, I mean, she be yelling or whatever, whatever. But you don't see her acting all the fool. You know, going around and just snatching, punching people, sucker punching people out of nowhere and all this other stuff. You had the Osbournes who had their reality show. Okay, they cussed a lot, but you didn't see them up on there talking about some, you know, oh, you slept with my man and this one and that one, and Ozzy going around sleeping with all these women and doing this and doing that, you know? And plus, when you look at the way the white people do their reality series versus the black people, I'm going to give you two examples. Look at Survivor and The Bachelor, okay? On The Bachelor, you got the guy, he's dating a bunch of women, but you don't never see no type of, you know, wheeling and dealing. Or Flavor of Love and all that other shit. You see the Flavor dipping with this one, dipping with that one. With some two ugly fools that had the show, the two horse, the stallionaires, that nonsense they had out, that new level of coonery, they sleeping with this one and that one and this one. You know,
Chance,
versus, yeah, that's stupidity. You know, you got that show, Survivor.
What's the one on BET about college days?
That's nonsense.
About college,
Was it about college bands or something stupid like that? Like they ain't got nothing better to report on college. But when you look at Survivor, you see, okay, it's a strategy. It's a strategic game. You understand what I'm saying? But something like I Love Money, you got black people running around doing anything they can, conniving, stealing. You got, what's that girl, Hoops, going around knocking people out, fighting all up in the place. You know, you got that other ugly chick that was on from the Flavor Flav show, I Love New York. She going around acting ghetto. I mean, it's ridiculous. And it's to the point where, as, you know, I don't know when America got so nosy, where we actually wanted to see what's going on in these shows. You know what I'm saying? But now these shows are taking its toll because now they're starting to affect our children. This Jersey Shore nonsense, you know, is starting to affect the way these girls dress, the way they carry themselves. Everybody wants to be Snooki. Everybody wants to pump their fists in the air and all sorts of other nonsense. And all these people do, all I see them do is get drunk. and pass out fire. You know, and I think that this is a bad sign here because at one point, all you saw on TV, like you said earlier, soap operas came and they was the rage. Okay, now soap operas have died out. At one time, you couldn't flick your TV without seeing a game show on it. Now game shows have died out. Now it seems like the court shows have taken over.
How are you going to turn
the court shows have taken over?
It's into reality TV. That's why.
Exactly. Now there's no cartoons on no more.
Right. When they reported, when they first came out, what it was, 24/7 cartoons. That was their whole
Exactly.
Now all of a sudden you got Real Wednesdays, and they have these.
This is what I'm talking about.
These little boys doing antics.
Like I said, it's brainwashed. And I mean, these are not grown men. These are actual little boys doing these antics where they have all these professional help around them to help them pull off a truck or something like that. But then you got that dumb dude, that little kid who's 10 or 11 years old, who's going to go try to copy that and start mixing together chemicals and blow up some hands. I mean, come on, that's your Cartoon Network.
They asked at the same time. They brought back Woody Woodpecker. They also brought back Fear Factor. You know?
My thing is, these kids don't even have cartoons no more. It was at one point Saturday morning, nothing but cartoons. We didn't move from that TV until like noon. Now you got That's So Raven. You got all these reality kids shows on. I'm like, what happened to cartoons? Kids are growing up too fast, man. And it's like, what happened to the cartoons?
I still enjoy the Bugs Bunny Roadrunner.
They got personality now.
But on that note, let me
ring
414.
What?
Bugs Bunny Roadrunner?
What's up, Renee? Hey, please bring me on because I got little kids. So, cartoons still exist. At least it exists in Milwaukee. My kids watch cartoons.
Okay.
My baby watches Baby Looney Tunes, Looney Tunes. I don't know.
But
they watch all that.
At one time, none of them had a voice. Now they all been revamped, and they all have personality.
I know. The original, the Tom and Jerry that I watched when I was her age, still comes on. It's still that same
Tom and Jerry. They have a new Tom and Jerry that they got voices now. Just like she said, they talking.
Right. They talking. No. They have their own personalities now. Everything, Looney Tunes has come back on, but now they have their own personality. You know, they have different characters that didn't have nothing to say. Now they have a voice. Now they're speaking.
Pretty soon they're going to wipe that out, too. That's why they got.
Man, y'all just I got more. See, this is why I stopped calling in. If people be cutting me off, and I, never mind, I ain't even gonna go there.
Hello,
but
Renee.
But anyway, as I was trying to say, and as far as I agree with some of y'all points on the reality shows, but hey, 16 and Pregnant, that's a white show. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, we got a lot of bad shows, but some of these reality shows on MTV are all white. And they depict people bad ways, too. 16 and Pregnant. And the Bachelorette is just like, where y'all think they got the ideas to do Flavor of Love and Real Chance Show from the Bachelorette and the Bachelor, if you really think about it. Because they had all them people that they brought on to date this one person. And he got to go on dates with every last one of them. If you really sat down and have ever watched Flavor of Love and I Love You New York and look at The Bachelor and The Bachelorette, the concepts is the same thing. The same thing.
Let me ask you about the MTV shows. Because the MTV shows seem to be, the demographic is a white or Caucasian demographic. However, a lot of their shows seem to be on more real issue. You know, we know 16 girl, you know, 16 and pregnant, you know, True Life, you know, where they want to change their outlook on the way they look and stuff like that. And I used to be fat. Like, this is more of something that you can actually see going on in your local high school or, you know, in your community, teen moms. You see this going on. You know, compared
to... That's true. You see it going on, but then you also got their reality shows like Jersey Shore. Jersey Shore, nothing but a bunch of white folks getting drunk. I can't stand the Jersey Shore.
A bunch of white folks who are getting drunk who want to look like
drunk.
Black folks.
That's it. There's no difference from them fighting on Love and Hip Hop. And I love Love and Hip Hop. You know, all it is you got a bunch of rich white folks that work for VH1 and MTV that ain't got nothing better else to do with their money. Get that shit back to the community. Y'all
laughing. High five, Renee. Mm-hmm. So I love hip hop. Like you said, love hip hop. Reality shows
is
right now. Who else on here is also a washed up rapper?
I've watched Love and Hip Hop. My question is that show hip hop? Does Love and Hip Hop represent that show? Represents hip hop? But a simple fact to ask this question is, on the show, they have the love, you know, Bad Baby Mama, Jim Jones' girlfriend, this one's girlfriend. First of all, nobody's married on the show. Nobody's married, right? Everybody's just a baby mama. All the stars are just a baby mama. And then you have this one girl, Samaya, who's not with nobody, but she wants to do her own, she wants to be her own rapper. She's trying to be an artist now. So, I mean, is it really Love and Hip Hop? Does this represent hip hop? There's a petition going around right now from a good friend named BJ Willow, the Gecko Boys. He has a petition going around where he's asking people to sign a petition so they can actually change the name of the show. He doesn't believe that. It represents hip hop. So,
all right, they're not married, they're a couple. Baby mom. Baby mom. You'll see Fabulous on the show. Samaya.
No, Fabulous won't be on the show.
Jim Jones is actually trying to promote Samaya to the show.
So, Rickness, you still with us, Rickness?
I'm still here.
Have you looked at any of these shows? Do you even look at reality shows?
I don't. You know, actually, I did at one point, but I was thinking about the sister that was actually talking. She was saying something that she was saying a lot of things, but one of the things that I heard that she was saying is paraphrasing it. One reality TV show I looked at was Hogan Knows Best, because I was actually a diehard Hulk Hogan fan back in the day. And the thing about this show, what I've seen about Caucasian reality TV shows that's different than black people, actually African-American TV shows, is that if white folks have a conflict, their conflict is much, they handle their conflicts a whole lot better than we do. And I did that right there. It bothers me, you know what I'm saying? Because it's pretty much betraying that black people are not good when it comes to conflict resolution. And that bothers me, you know what I'm saying? Because I go to conflict resolution training myself, what I do for a living, you know what I'm saying? I learn how to resolve conflicts within my own personal life, and I'm a black man, so I know I'm not the only black person that knows how to resolve conflict. You know, and you know, exactly. Just like they have more white people on welfare than black people. They're not going to talk about that.
Yeah,
but that's another subject by itself. It's just I don't like the way they portray us.
That's another show.
Yeah, a long time ago. That's real talk right there. They all know that.
Yeah, but you know, like I said, I'm not trying to change the subject, but I'm just saying using that as analogy that they betraying white folks like they have it together more than we do. You know what I'm saying? These reality TV shows.
And the people behind the reality shows, the people behind the reality shows, they know that, so they get the ones that are going to act the fool for that money.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
And also, I've noticed on these reality shows, the so-called girlfriends or the wives, they are trying to do something. You know, they have some type of project that they're always working on, whether it be like a fundraiser or fashion show or this or that. On Love and Hip Hop, I haven't seen that one woman attempt to do that. The only person that has a job, actually, is Emily, who's a stylist. And you have Samaya, who's trying to perform rappers. And you have the so-called manager, but she's always talking about the money and all this other stuff. But in all actuality, I don't know what they, like, at the end of the day, what do you think that show, I'm not picking on it, but what do you think that show's bottom line is?
It got to the point, it got so ridiculous, it got to the point that when Jim Jones, mom, wrote a rap song, just in prison. That's how ridiculous it got.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's mom make a rap song.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
all
yeah.
That beef, all that drama, man. A lot of people don't got no choice because they flood the network with it.
There's not really that many choices out there. If you want to watch TV or be entertained, that's what's out there. Okay.
Yeah, I know what
Houdini, are you still with us?
Oh, yeah.
So, do you watch reality shows, Houdini? Do you actually have a show that you actually look at?
No, I actually recently got rid of my TV.
Wow.
Smart man.
What? That's kind of extreme. That's right. What? What are you doing?
I am a strange man.
That's kind of strange. Huh?
Well, my name is Houdini. I mean, what do you expect?
You're going to get some shit started. Oh my God!
Now you know something.
That proves the latest saying: 400 channels and nothing on.
Right.
That's right.
So.
And that's why I actually mentioned the book, by the way, LaCrush, because I'm telling you, I've been, and Eric knows this, Rickness. I've been reading like a madman, and I'm enjoying every minute. And you know, from time to time, I have an itch because I. Just the habit of watching TV, but honestly, overall in general, I don't miss it. I just gain so much more. Not saying everybody should do that, but for me, it's working. I'm really enjoying, you know, what I'm doing. I'm more into my music. I'm more into reading and character building, and you know, just some other. I'm on a different kind of vibe, and you know, just consciousness right now. So. Yeah.
What you gotta do? You gotta escape your mind from the world. When you escape your mind from the world, better things happen because you got more time to think to yourself.
I agree, brother.
Go ahead, hold on.
Yeah,
Okay. What you was gonna say, Renee?
And I swear, I get tired of hearing what Toya is just. Her name is Lil Wayne, baby mama. Well, but what a lot of people don't know about Toya, she got her own book, she got a children's line book, she got her own store in Atlanta. So it's like some of these people who actually are outside hip hop doing stuff, they get labeled like Tina. Truth be told, I love Toya, but her husband she got now is so much better than Skinny Jean Boy. And then I just was watching. He got a lot of, even Lil Wayne, he got a lot of slack for throwing his daughter a 13th birthday party. They like really, it went out the focus that this is what he did for his daughter. It went for, she didn't deserve to have all that, and she 13. And if I was rich, and I could afford to throw my daughter a lavish party for her birthday, by all means, I would do it.
Fathers do things differently for their daughters.
Right. But
I don't knock nobody for if they
at least the man taking care of his kids. You can't knock
exactly.
him for that. It's so mm-hmm. many men out here that's not taking care of their kids
mm-hmm.
that when you got one that's taking care of your kids, the society is still going to not find something to knock them on. And that's a shame just as us being African-Americans. Everybody
mm-hmm.
always bitches and moans and complains, black men don't take care of their kids, black men and that shit. But then when you get black men that do take care of their kids, society still makes it hard for them.
Yeah.
So why? Sally's really when it comes to different rappers. Yes, he got that money. We wish we could have to throw our daughter at. Show me what. Sally don't knock certain people. Nah, man. He's like,
how come it don't?
I'm not knocking Lil Wayne. But this is the same dude that came on a public show talking about I wish I could fuck any little girl in the world with kids on the stage. So what type of example are you setting for your daughter?
Talk about it.
What type of man take a picture kissing another man?
True.
That's another show. Okay. About Lil Wayne taking care of his kids. Okay. That's good. He takes care of his kids. And, you know, but ain't that what he's supposed to do? You know, I get a little bit fed up with people. Oh, I'm gonna give kudos to him because he take care of his kids, and people, you know, men don't take care of their kids. But I'm like, that's what he's supposed to do, you know. And I mean, I'm not knocking Lil Wayne. I'm glad he's taking care of his responsibilities, but he's supposed to. You know what I'm saying?
That's what
especially
I just
for
said.
The mothers that do it without the extra kudos. You know what I'm saying? I mean. How long, you know, you don't know. We don't know. I don't know the history of them or whatever. But I'm just talking about in general. And I hear a lot of women go, oh, well, you know, he's taking care of his kids. Like, that's a bonus. Hell, he's supposed to take care of his kids. So, you know, when people say, oh, well, you know, he's a good man. Yeah, he got kids and he take care of all of them. I'm like, shouldn't that be a given? You understand what I'm saying?
But
no,
it's not, though.
You know,
you got to look at it. It's not because it's two different stereotypes. It's a father. And then it's a daddy. Two different things. Because anybody could make a baby. But it's like a real man to take care of that baby. It's That's where people get it messed up at. It's a father, then there's a daddy.
Who that is?
See,
so the daddy does what?
Daddy is the one. I thought you was asking me.
Yeah, you were. I was.
I thought you was. But every time I started talking, everybody cut me off.
All right. So.
I thought she was talking to me, but I'm going to let y'all go ahead and answer, and I'm going to keep on eating.
No, I don't want to hear from them. You said it. That's why I want to know what's the
right. Right. A daddy is one that's there 365. 365, 24/7, no matter what. If the child is sick, they're up. No matter what, they're always there. A father, on the other hand, that's the one who sperm made that baby.
Ooh,
right. They may come around once a year, twice a year. They don't know what it is to really be a dad, because the daddy's going to always be there versus a father. A father may, after he finds out he done made this baby, may vanish. Decide, oh, no, I don't want to have nothing to do with it. But a daddy's going to be there from conception through labor and all the way on down. See, if
so
people get that.
Isn't it what the child actually recognizing that? You know,
right.
child, you know.
It depends. Some kids have a real daddy in their life, and some just have a father that don't come around, but they know this is the man that made them. There's still a difference.
Mm-hmm.
Right. You know, there's a daddy. Oh, I know this is my daddy. You know, he's always here when something's going on at school. He's right here. If I'm sick, but then there's that father. Oh, I see him twice a year. How was that? Because he paid child support. If you pay child support, that don't make you no daddy. Shit, you supposed to take care of your seed.
Okay. What are your thoughts on it, gentlemen?
Go ahead, Bless. You're not funny at all. Because when you talk, I give you the utmost respect.
Anyway, I mean, another word is, now these superstars, so like they can throw their parties. Just because you throw your daughter's 13th party, I don't mean that's a part of the time you're not business. And people start doing the researching. They didn't see the research. When she cried out to her dad was barely there for her in certain situations. Just because you throw money in big parties, don't make up all the quality time that you spend with your daughter.
You're absolutely right.
I have quality time with your daughter.
I have been a father / dad for the past 22 years, okay?
Mm-hmm.
My oldest is 22. My youngest is 16. Mm-hmm. My oldest, I was working a lot at the time, but my youngest came around right when I got sick, and so I had to stay home, and I became an in-house dad. I mean, wherever you saw me, you saw her.
Mm-hmm.
And some people accused me of not allowing the child to walk before she was 4 years old because I carried her everywhere, you know. And she really didn't bond with her mom until she was like 10 or 11. Mm-hmm. So, you know, for years, you know, even though I'm no longer there in Arizona with them, they know who their dad is.
Mm-hmm.
They know who their father is, but they also know who their dad is.
But it wasn't a strain, basically, in that relationship, like Lady Q is about to say. It wasn't that strain in a relationship. When you got pregnant, or when you had your first child, you and your wife was married at the time, right?
That's correct.
Right. So it wasn't like it was out of wedlock.
A lot of times
we fail to look at the relationship that the mother and father had before the child was even born. You know, a lot of these pregnancies are unplanned. You know, unexpected. They were the furthest thing from these parents' minds. It wasn't like they got married and they was, you know, and you know, you was obligated or you was in a committed relationship with this person. A lot of times you become in a committed relationship once she finds out that she's pregnant.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And that's the part in the dynamics of how the mother or the father responds to the child.
I was going to say that for both children, I was there in the waiting room. I saw the children being born. So let's just take this time to break up and remind you that you're listening to Phone Fancy Radio on Blog Talk Radio. Our number is 805-830-8320. That's 805-830-8320. This is your one and only black reporter with the leader of our crew, La Crush Hearts. And Crush, you want to tell them what's happening during the later on this month and next month? What we're working on?
Okay. What we working on, what I'm working on. Anyway,
please.
I'm just saying this is real. This is real radio. Right. Well, like Dr. Porter said, you are listening to Folk Fantasy Radio. Right now, we're working on a couple of different projects. We have the Love Us, Like Us sweepstakes coming up. So everybody, if you haven't done it, please do go like the Folk Fantasy Radio fan page on Facebook. That's www.facebook.com/heartsradio. That's your only way. Well, no, it's not. But that's your main way of being picked to win whatever great prizes that fell off the back of that truck that ran through my block in Brooklyn. That's Black Reporter puts it.
I saw it.
We think is coming for the new year. We're going to try to give you our great prizes for the new year and basically show our love and appreciation for those who support Phone Fantasy Radio live in the pressure of Black Reporter. Also, Black Reporter will be coming up with the script for our new intro that we're going to have to introduce the new year because Black Reporter waited too long to have a new intro made.
Right,
it's your fault. It's your fault. Okay, folks. We have from Brooklyn, New York. We have Rickness and Houdini on the airway. Say hi, guys.
What's going on?
Hello.
We also have out of Brooklyn. We have the one and only Pastor Brick. Pastor Brick.
Hello, Folk Fantasy Radio.
Pastor Brick.
Right. Out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, we have Renee. Say hi, Renee.
Hey, everybody.
He's getting a little nervous with us tonight.
You have a pretty voice now.
Right. And we have out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, the lovely Lady C, a.k.a. And we have out of Trenton, New Jersey, we have Blessed Child, Last But Never Leave. And on that note, we have our good friend from Columbus, Ohio. Hi, John.
How you doing, man? Happy Thanksgiving, everybody out there.
How you doing?
How's everybody doing?
We're doing good tonight. How are you?
I'm chilling, man. I'm doing good.
So, I guess this seems to be a topic that we need to talk about as far as this whole baby mama, baby daddy drama. What y'all think? Y'all think that should be a topic for the show?
That'd be a good topic.
I ain't got no kids, so I wouldn't worry about that yet. Not that I know of, you know, unless somebody knocks on my door.
Right, that's a very good conversation. Like, what makes a real daddy? What makes a real mom and mommy out of the situation? Because just as dads or fathers who take care of their children get a bad rap, there are mommies out there that also play, you know, the not so good partner or parent in a child's life. So that would be a good, interesting topic to put out there. Also, we're talking about reality TV, the Kardashians. A lot of people grew up the part of, you know, they're portraying the so-called, quote-unquote, Caucasian reality shows different than they do the African-American reality shows.
Why don't you start a reality show, honey? It'd be excellent as hell.
You know what? I can't do it because I fall asleep when I'm sitting on camera.
Hell, you ain't no freak, baby.
Doing a regular show. So just imagine me in reality. Y'all just going to be saving me sleep with my butt hanging out because I don't wear clothes when I sleep. So
that would be a nice reality show, then.
Oh, my damn.
It would be X-rated.
Yo, I didn't catch that. What was that?
Right.
She said she's going to sleep butt-ass naked.
Right.
Oh, my Lord. I don't wear. Here we go again.
So I may have a top on and no bottom. You know, you cover all.
Now, wait a minute, Crush.
Huh?
For those of us who know your top, we don't particularly care for that.
What?
For those of us who know your top, we don't particularly care that you have a top on.
You don't want the top covered.
I have one on now. In the middle of it, I don't know. I might just want to just pull it off and get freaky.
Oh, yeah.
My damn.
It's,
please do.
Can I get next to me, right?
They want that reality show crush. They're ready for that one. I
yeah, but with Thanksgiving coming up, ain't it, ain't
well, I provide webcam shows, so, you know, I have Skype and all that other stuff, so I do provide webcam shows, but that's another stuff. that's the reality you're going to get.
Or reality TV, man, you know, hardcore reality TV.
Reality costs $3.99 a minute. Put it that way.
Yeah, but in your case, it'd be worth it, baby.
It's a whole new tune now. SuperFlirt.com. Okay, that was a shit plug. Anyway.
What's wrong,
yeah.
John?
Oh, not much. Chilling.
So,
no, hey, this is the season of giving, you know, with the holidays. That's what I was saying with Thanksgiving and Christmas. It would make a good topic to have a better than Murray Pope is like La Crush hardcore reality show on TV.
Ooh.
Wow.
Oh, my damn. Oh, my damn is right.
Entertaining.
Hey, La Crush.
It wouldn't be really much entertaining at all.
But, actually, since Houdini's new, you know, he's curious where you get your name La Crush from. He's curious about that. Would you like to tell him in a matter of 30 seconds?
Curious about that. You just want me to repeat it.
No, but so you can hear it.
Yeah, he really wants it in 30 seconds, huh?
No, well, my first name is Law, and I used to do face sitting. Well, I do face sitting. I used to do face sitting. So that's the quick view.
What is that?
Who background is that? Ooh. Oh, I'm trying to have some new shop. I have a lot of people open right now, so if y'all have a background, TV, cell phone, all that stuff, please be aware that you are live and you're interrupting me. So.
They are.
So,
yeah.
It's probably you, John.
No, it ain't. I'm on a regular home phone, honey. Why would I want to interrupt? Why would I want to interrupt your intelligence? You know, I wouldn't do that. Because, no, you probably get mad and spam the hell out of me on my Facebook page.
I wouldn't do that. Shout out to all them Castleville players.
No, she tell me to do it.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. We talking about reality shows. Now we are all of a sudden we went transition to real life. And, you know, what would your reality show be about? You have your old show coming out. The first pilot is going to air. What would you focus your reality show on? Start with who threw out his TV.
Probably be about ignorance and racism, because I can't stand ignorant people and I can't stand racist people, man.
Right, but we're not talking to you right now.
Oh, sorry. No, sorry.
Right. But thank you. I was asking Houdini.
Okay, La Crush. I would probably base it on self-love, because I feel like that would actually benefit everybody if we all learn to really, and I don't mean it as a cliche, truly love ourselves, know what that means, embrace it, and then we could love each other as the people.
Okay, cool. What about you, John?
Ignorance. I just don't dig people that's racist and stuff, because we all live on this planet. We all breed the same, and when we're cut, we all bleed the same color.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
You're right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to mention, make a little case in point. There's this guy that works at our church we go to. It's supposed to be a minister. I'm not going to mention our names because he'd probably get lynched, and he needs to. He's supposed to be a minister helping people. But like, I went over to this guy's house, and there's African and there's Somalian people, and he'd be calling them the N-word. I said, you know, there's no reason you're going to church trying to say you're a pastor and doing stuff. That's blasphemy right there.
Mm-hmm.
Major.
Yeah.
Hmm.
It happens. That's reality. What about you, Lady C? Who would your reality show be based for? Kate. Lady C.
I get
the kids involved with it. It'd be more about education, man. Going to different schools, showing what you can do, what you can be if you work hard for it.
Mm-hmm. And what about you?
Education, right now, education. That's the key to life right now. And we fall way back from that right now.
Are we really? Does it seem like education is getting more expensive for those who want to continue with education? That's another subject. I'm not even gonna go there. So,
if you get a reality show talking about it, you got these young kids actually want an education. All they're gonna do is back them in the corner. So they're gonna have to try to do something about it.
Yeah. Absolutely correct. Okay.
When you got kids come on national TV, on the national reality, talking about I want education, this and this and that, what I go through and all that. They're going to make them want it. And how would that sound? You're like, oh, nah, they're just kids. I can't do that. Nah, they ain't going to do that. That's going to push them in the corner.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. What about you, Rickman? What would your reality show based on?
It would be about empowering people because I see you have more weak-minded individuals than you have strong-minded folks. And, you know, I like to empower folks because, you know, I always wasn't empowered. You know, I was lost in the sauce and, you know, I was trying to find my way out of it. And so, you know, I was grateful enough that I met strong men and women, too, that had pretty much taught me how to fly out the nest. In a sense. So, you know what I'm saying? But that's, I really like doing that, you know, helping people. Because you got a lot of people that's like straws blown in the wind. Whatever direction the wind goes, that's where they go at. Instead of you go your own path, I don't give a damn how strong the wind is.
Okay. Brick, you still with us, Pastor?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, so what was your reality show? Actually, before I ask you, I'm going to say this. I think our radio shows are our reality shows. But if you were to have a TV reality show, what would it be?
Well, I'm probably the only one that's going to probably have an off-the-wall answer because, I don't know, I thought y'all was going to start saying we are the world a minute in world peace. But if I was to have a reality show, I guess it would be a day in the life of a BBW dominatrix. Something like that.
Wow.
Oh, my damn.
I like you.
You must be a BBW.
And I did not hear nothing about any ponies being involved.
You know,
now tip me.
Brick knows what I'm talking
about.
Oh, my
damn.
But it would just basically show a day in the life. You know, I'm a mother. You know, and I happen to do that as well. Got a job, and I do that. What's the problem? I think it'd be a wonderful reality show.
So I could be on your show, too.
You see?
I'm
going
to come on right
exactly.
After.
Exactly. We could both meet for lunch and talk about parties, and, okay, we're going to get this party going, and
right,
I'm going to pick up my son.
Right.
You know.
Right.
Exactly.
My reality show at this time will be swinging and facing.
Wow.
LaCrush,
do you have any new victims fall as an aspect of face in it?
What did that be called?
That is confidential. I don't
That's why I got that.
Oh, hell.
Right,
that's another show at another time.
Right,
I know, right?
You can't crush and tell.
He doesn't crush and tell? Oh, shit.
Right, you can't crush and tell. That's
damn,
confidential.
Crush and tell, damn.
What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. You hear me?
So you want to join the conversation, reality TV versus reality, 805-830-8320. That's 805-830-8320. You can call in and join into the conversation. Once again, if you are in the chat room or if you are on our Facebook page, there's a link up there that talks about the petition for hip-hop. So if you want to read more about it, you sure can. So I'll post it on our Facebook page. TV and her whole fiasco, magic stuff like that. I actually did sign it, and I do watch the Kardashians, but just top of them now. I think it was all a gimmick. At the end of the day, it's all about who can get the most money. You know, who's the best draw? In my opinion, who's the best draw? Who can give you the best money? If I didn't say it, shout out to everybody that played Castleville. Woo-hoo! That's my new game now. we are not going to be here because Thursday is Thanksgiving. We'll be back next week, Tuesday, November 29th.
You said that November 9th. You mean December 9th?
No, I meant November 29th. I said November 29th.
Oh, I said November 9th.
9 p.m. Okay. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central. We don't have a topic yet, but we do have an email address that we would love people to have an interesting topic you would like to talk about on Phone Fantasy Radio, and you would like to co-host with me and Black Reporter and be our special guest and so forth on this topic. You sure can at phonefantasyradio@gmail.com. Just send us an email explaining your topic in title, give a description, and if that's good, we'll ask you to come on the show and talk. We might bring back the doors in the new year. We're spreading our wings, so to speak, and you know, we want everybody to be able to interact with the show. So, you know, if you do that.
We might bring back even past guest hosts, like one Pastor Brick. I'm elevating Lady Push.
I was saying that we might
invite you back to be a co-host.
I would love to. You know, I love y'all. And I know I get long-winded on my soapbox, but, you know, it's all in love.
Right. So we're going to have to find something freaky to talk about.
I don't know why I got to be freaky. We're just talking about how I give men instruction and keep them in line.
That came from Crush.
I've come to the conclusion that Pastor Brick is an undercover freak.
I ain't nothing undercover about me. I'm out there in the open.
I haven't seen you at one of my parties yet.
Yo, you know what? I told you painters and decorators was in on your birthday party.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I had painters over.
Mm-hmm.
You know what that mean, girl? I was doing maintenance.
Oh, hell yeah.
I be tagging you all the time to hang out, Crush. You be ignoring me.
But you got my phone, but everybody on the internet, all you got to do is Google the crush, and you'll find my phone number, so...
Don't you hate that?
Yo, you got the Amber Rose on your show.
Really?
You got the Amber Rose on your show, man.
Nobody say I think my computer or my phone lines are tapped. I do. I really do. Because it doesn't matter if I start doing something, all of a sudden everything hit me up on the internet. If I start my show, everybody call me. I'm seeing where the problem. I've been just Tuesdays from 9 to 11, I want phone fancy radio. So why would you call me at 10 o'clock? If you've been doing this for phone fancy radio, I've been on the air for 3 years right now, 4 years, and it was Monday, Tuesdays, Thursdays, and they still calling me at 10 o'clock.
Because if you want a black person to do something, tell them not to do it.
Right.
And
yeah,
right.
Exactly.
If you say call me at 9, they'll call you at 11.
Right.
big up to me. I met one of my favorite porno star, Kick Capri Styles.
Okay. You
like
gonna
little,
get her on the
that's
radio?
Huh?
You gonna bring her on the radio?
I
said you gonna bring her on our radio show.
Oh, of course.
We'll talk about that. I don't want to speak to Byron. No, I just won't.
I got his number too. That's how I hooked up with Capri. That's how I hooked up with her.
I see a porn star week coming on Black Reporter.
I was wondering about that.
I'm gonna add him to your group. Is it all right with you? Because I'm gonna add him to your group.
But then, don't we have to invite Diva back?
Right, Diva actually wants to come back.
Okay.
I've heard it to the grapevine that Diva wants to come back to the show and be a guest on the show. Also, our good friend Norma Stitt got big things happening as well. She's going to be on a special on TLC, the cable channel TLC, where they do In the Life of Norma. It's called Strange Sex.
Wait a minute. Ain't that the learning channel?
Yep.
TLC, right?
Oh, that's where you speak all, yeah.
Right, the Learning Channel, TLC,
and this
TV
is Norma Stitt.
She's going to be on, right, and it's called Strange Sex.
You're going to learn about
sex.
It.
And we can see on that. We can see this already proves that we can have our own reality TV show, Brick.
Okay. We got to make this happen. Because if Norma Stitt is on TLC, we can make it happen, Captain.
Right.
And of course.
Yes.
You want a reality show. I can't guarantee. It's like my man can't guarantee, but he knows somebody that works for MTV. So
no,
you think a blueprint, it gets straight to him. I don't know if they would. I mean, I'm
no,
not.
I don't want a reality show. That's the last thing I need is a reality show. I do not need a reality show.
I have a trivia question about Norma for you guys to see if anybody knows. Norma went to a black school, whether you know it or not.
She went to a black
school.
Dave,
I know.
College?
No, black college.
Oh,
black
I know
college.
What it is. I know what it is.
What's anybody else?
I don't know. North
Where
Carolina
is it, Macy?
AC?
Nope.
Jackson State University.
Jackson State.
And that, y'all folks could have went to her Facebook page and seen that, but that's another story.
I can't. Seriously. We need to do this reality thing. Seriously.
No.
So I got like a flip cam. We can get together and we can just record you going around the neighborhood. We can start at the bottom. We can have you in the bodega.
Going around the neighborhood.
Would
you
like
exactly.
To
get
pounds,
booty?
I'm
serious.
We can set up a scene where.
We're not going to
my neighborhood. We
would
go to up
there
in Hell's Kitchen. We
could
do that shit.
Okay.
Oh,
it's not hard to get it. You got the blueprint out. It ain't hard to get a reality show
okay,
right now, man.
Fact,
it's too easy.
We could go to, what you call it? The store on 14th Street. Come on, you know what I'm talking about.
We
can go there and film.
Babeland,
we can go there and film.
Toyland.
Babeland, over there in Manhattan.
Right.
You know, we can get some sex toys and film you shopping for sex toys.
Ooh, y'all kinky people today. That's so kinky. Everything is about sex, sex, sex with y'all.
No, but this is a sex reality show.
Everything's about sex with y'all. Isn't it what we're talking about right now?
You forget who you're talking to, Crush.
Everything is about
the reality
sex with y'all. Right.
Crush. I mean, seriously, we got to discuss this. Because, see, all you got to do is get a website and put a pay-per-view up there. Come on. You know how many hits you'd get? Seriously.
I already know about it. I thought about having a site like that, but no, I don't feel like
so let's do this.
Too much work.
Seriously.
Uh-oh.
We can split the site in half. We can have you one half and me doing my instruction on the other half.
A lot of internet websites like that got shows right now. They started their shit on the site. I don't know y'all look at it. It's a gay show called what's it called? Hole in the Wall.
What?
It started on the internet. Now they got their own motherfucking shit on national TV now. And it started on the internet.
Actually, it started in Japan. That's what I was saying. I realize, though, a lot of stuff they do in Japan, they end up trying to do here in New York City. I mean, America. I don't know why.
Yeah,
they
don't be working out.
They don't be working out. It's not the same. On a note, we got some other callers that's new to the show. I would love for them to speak on it. So I'm going to click on you. Don't hang up. Please don't hang up. If you want to talk, just say something. If not, then, you know, I'll just put you back on mute. But we got the 571-314. How are you? Welcome to Phone Fantasy Radio. Would you like to say hi to me? Okay, I guess not. 571-314. No, John? You don't want to say hi to me? Not you, Ohio.
John Hush.
Right. No, I have him on mute. And there's another one, the 404. Oh, I never looked for me.
Oh, God.
404? Hi. 404? What's your name?
What?
What's your name?
Who, me?
Yeah,
yeah. Wait a minute, I don't remember pushing no button.
Were you not listening? I said I was going to click on you.
Wow. I didn't even push number one. I'm just sitting here listening.
Well, thank you for listening.
And your name, sir?
Oh, this is Sean repping BBW.
Oh, Sean, I knew that number looks good. Why do you want to speak up? I think that's why I took it.
I don't even know how I got here.
I don't know how you got here.
You got here by the
radio. Listen, no, hear me out. I was listening, you know, to you guys talk, right? But as far as how I got, you know, live, I don't know how that happened.
I'm muted.
Oh.
Now.
I did not know that you can. I didn't know you can do that.
Right, I can mute you. I can pull you into a private room. I can put you on hold. I can hang up on you. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's what's up.
Right, I have a power.
No. Don't know me either.
But no, I'm just, you know, I was just listening. You know, I didn't really have nothing to talk about. I was just listening.
Oh, you know, we'd love to hear from you. We talk about reality TV shows. Reality is going to our reality, you know.
Oh, okay.
How reality TV has affected our reality.
Oh.
And, you know, do you watch reality TV shows?
Nah, not really, no.
Okay. I never actually got into
huh?
I do catch up with some of the reality shows, but that's only because I don't have to be in the dark when I'm looking at my Facebook page.
Oh, okay.
No, I was on Twitter actually watching a reality show, and that was my first time ever doing that, being on a social network and looking at the reality shows. And it was hilarious just watching. It's like you watching a show with, like, 100 people, you know, 500 people in your reality show, and everybody's typing the same thing or commenting on the same thing that you see, which is hilarious.
Oh, okay.
So that was cool. And then we just talked about if you had your own reality TV show, what would it be based on? I know what yours would be based on. What would your show be based on, Sean?
Oh, shit, I wouldn't even want one.
All right, well, just for comic sake.
That's an actual, honest answer.
But just for comic sake, if you had one, what would you? Nothing?
I mean, if a reality show, if I actually had one, shit, I'd probably be just, you know, if I had it my way, I'd probably be sitting around a bunch of big, lovely women. Like, come on in with the camera.
What you gonna take them eating? What are you taking
them? I mean, whatever's going on, I guess, with their daily lives, I assume, you know, whatever. You know, they talk to them and talk to whatever. I don't know, shit.
Yeah. Oh.
Huh?
Oh, no, that's not it. All right. What? I didn't do it.
What did it was? I didn't do it.
I thought somebody was calling me. Somebody said crash. I said, huh? I didn't do it. Okay. Shout out to Mr. Williams. No, you can't watch me on cam later, sir.
Okay.
Right, I'm not doing cam later. Night flirt is off. Probably do it this weekend. I don't know, but, you know. But no. No, John, can't watch me next year. SuperCoffeeSport.com. It is a website. It's my website. Okay, folks. We're coming back November 29th. We're doing the Love Us, Like Us sweepstakes. Right, Black Quarter? We're working on an intro.
That is correct.
We need ideas for for Black Reporter. Right, we need ideas
and
for Black Reporter.
And ideas for upcoming topics.
Right, ideas for upcoming topics. Send us an email at soulfantasyradio@gmail.com. Or go to our website, fantasyradio.com.
And remember, we also have the other line available if you ever want to, like we said, record a drop for her. And what a drop is when we go back to playing music, it's something we can put in about maybe 10 or 15 seconds, maybe a little longer, 20 or 30 seconds. You listen to Phone Fantasy Radio, I'm so-and-so. You know, keep it clean, keep it without background noise, and that number you can call is 347-855-7372. That's 347-855-7372.
That wasn't a rule before.
Huh?
They said we had to keep it clean before.
No background music. You don't have to keep it clean. Just, you don't want no background noise. Make sure your background is quiet and make sure you talk loud and clearly.
Okay,
and,
like a quarter changing the rules.
Right.
You know, I'm
not changing the rules. You know, he tried to do me. You know what I mean? He tried to do me, and that's what happens when you try to do me. You know what I mean?
My dear.
Just don't get it right. But an example of a drop is this right here that was done for me by DJ Mike Major.
This is DJ Mike Major representing Bottom Music DJs. I'm checking out Phone Fantasy Radio with a super fluffy flirt, Miss LaCrush Hart. Do your thing, baby girl.
Don't forget Black before. He got mad. I gotta ask Mike to do it again. He got mad because, you know, it didn't say Black Reporter in here.
I'm Black Reporter.
Black Reporter, I am the super fluffy. You are not the super fluffy flirt, Black Reporter.
No, I'm not.
I'm gonna have to say you're listening to the Phone Fantasy Radio with the super fluffy flirt and sidekick.
No.
You don't want to be the sidekick. You don't want to be the sidekick, Black Reporter.
Well, it's let me see, hush. Who were you when I called you earlier?
Right.
What happened? I guess I'm going to get a report on that later on.
Okay, here's another intro or promo that was done for us.
This is a straight live music presentation.
What's going on, people? It's your man, Eric Moore. And right now, I'm checking out Phone Fantasy Radio Live with the super fluffy flirt, Miss LaCrush Hart. Get with her, get her.
Awesome! Okay, she produced that. I'm not going to produce that. It's going to be
I'm always forgotten.
Listen, Black Reporter. You forgot the letter.
You can pay for that one, lady.
You left out the vowels.
You forgot like a letter for that day, Black Reporter.
I'm going back and sit in my corner and be quiet.
And then, right, y'all, then he hating on it. Talking about, where am I at? Where am I at? You forgot about me. He hating, y'all. He hating. Talking about haters. Oh, boy.
Where am I at? Where am I at? What?
Then he wants me to change
Lord
my intro.
Me.
He wants me to change my intro because it doesn't say Black or Florida in it. You know, before there was Black or Florida, there was always a crush. You know what I mean? On Call Fantasy Radio. You know, look at his phone, now I got to revamp everything because Black Reporter want to be equal.
Oh my God.
Somebody sending me text messages
asking or saying, and I don't do anal. I don't do water sports. It's not gonna happen.
All these sex messages.
Huh?
That's sexy.
Yeah, I don't do that. That's not gonna happen. Thanks.
That's a no-no.
Thanks for thinking about me.
Thank you.
Right. Thank you, but no thank you. Thanks for thinking about me.
Man, how many people are trying to get paid off Reverend Bishop?
What you said, Sean?
Huh?
What you said?
No, I was looking at this news, and they're still talking about this thing with Reverend Bishop.
What happened with Reverend Bishop?
Well, other people coming out trying to get paid.
Oh, then he said he did.
I'm sorry. Consider me cheap. I'm watching the finals of Dance with the Stars.
Dancing with the Stars, are you? You
what?
Dancing with the Stars, Black Quarter?
Huh?
Nothing.
That went to nothing real quick.
You didn't hit it, Black Quarter.
Oh my God, reality sucks. Okay, reality sucks because Best Buy just sent out a freaking circular or something like that, and they got a 42-inch TV for $200. Really, Best Buy? Really?
Actually, I could have sworn I heard somewhere where they said a 60-inch TV for under a grand.
Right. They have 55-inch for the a grand. So, I mean, I'm sure that's
No.
I'm talking about
a 60-inch for under a grand.
Right.
That's how much is the 42-inch?
I can't carry that on my back. Sorry.
What's going to cost you getting it delivered?
Yeah, exactly.
Right. You know, you get there, you get what I'm saying? That's delivery.
Yep.
I can just strap it to my back with a couple of belts.
Strap it to your back.
And hop back onto the bus.
And by the way, Brick, I've got a warning for you. I've got a warning
for me.
Well, it's for you and for anyone else who is in an office on Cyber Monday. Watch for your bosses. I take that back. 62% of the bosses say they will be watching their employees closely on Cyber Monday.
What the hell does that mean? We don't want you ordering stuff while you're supposed to be working.
Let me tell you,
exactly.
Can I tell you something?
Huh?
My boss calls me in there to help her place a freaking order.
Wow.
My ass is computer illiterate. She called me in there. Mommy, they got my shoes. Let me get my shoes. Mommy, some Spanish shit. And I'm sitting here like, give me a credit card. She give me a credit card. Oh, get that, click that, please. What are you saying? That's all she do. Shop online. Who wants to know?
She's more than 8% then.
I know they're watching to see if their employees shop online.
But the thing is, they were saying 62% are going to be watching their employees closely on Cyber Monday. Another 45% said that they will definitely prohibit it. Another 13% said that they will allow their
employees to do it.
Whatever. They're going to do it if they want to do it. They're going
to
do it.
All right, so just to change the subject a bit, get over Black Friday. You know, we had a conversation. We had a conversation earlier a couple of weeks ago, about and Brick brought it up, called you know, we called it casual intimacy, but they, I can't think of the terminology for right now. But as far as cuffing, there we go, cuffing season.
Oh, cuffing season.
Right.
Oh,
and
Lord.
Right now, it's the holidays. It's holidays.
Mm-hmm.
It's Thanksgiving.
It's the beginning of cuffing season.
It's the beginning of the holiday season. You know, everybody going to want somebody's house to go to, and you know. And my question is, have anybody got their eyes set on somebody they want to cuff up? Anybody got their eyes set on anybody they want to cuff up?
That's a question for the brothers.
Yeah. Actually, I've got an email to respond. I'm like, y'all's the phone.
Okay. You know what? I got somebody I want to cuff up. Actually, I don't. I'm just about this guy, but I really don't know them in life.
Ow.
Right.
I got somebody I want to cuff. Cuff their ass to that sink and wash some fucking dishes after it's over. About it. They can wash all them dishes. Then they can go.
I don't know. Ain't no going nowhere. If I'm washing dishes, there's going to be something afterwards.
You get you a plate to take home. You think a woman's going to do all that damn cooking and then service you? Who's going to do all that damn cooking and still jump on top of you for about fucking 30 minutes, 40 minutes, please. Oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
Get your plate and go.
So.
Get your plate and go.
Wow. So as we head on out to the new season, I have to play this song because it was actually requested. So I'm going to play this one song, then we're going to come back and we're going to say goodbye to the world. I'm trying to play it quickly. See, this is what I'll be talking about. This is what I'll be talking about. And yeah, I see what I'll be feeling, the type of way I'll be feeling, right?
All right.
I don't know why. I don't know why they like to call in the middle of me hosting a show. They keep doing
they
that.
They always want to call you when you're hosting the show.
Right, I've been doing this for years. And they call me, and they don't have nothing to say. What do you want to say?
What you doing?
No.
Really? See that? You heard that? Repeat that?
It's not a chill show.
Okay, bye. Really? Really? Are you not on my really?
And literally, no, we can hear the whole thing.
Right. Really? Called me to ask me the number of my radio show, really?
Wow.
Because I don't understand. And then, you know, they get upset because I hang up on them, but, you know, whatever.
Oh, my God.
I love you like cooked food, but, you know, not my bestest friend right now. It's going to be all of us, so what do you need the number for, right? I don't understand. What I was about to do? Yeah, I don't know. What's my train of thought?
You were playing a song.
Right. I was trying to play the song. and... Okay, let's see if
somebody called you.
Right.
I don't think so. There it is.
Some of them are hairy. Some of them are bald. Some are kind of scary. And this is what they're called. Vagina. Vagina. They call that thing vagina. Some belong to virgins. They're really tight and strong, but big or small, I love them all. That's why I sing my song. Vagina, vagina. They call that thing vagina. Clams and fish and such. Some smell like a summer's eve, 'cause they've been juiced too much. Vagina, vagina. They call that thing vagina. Nothing could be finer than to be in a vagina in the morning.
Okay, I just thought I'd share that with y'all because somebody asked to listen to that. You missed that song, Black Reporter?
Weird Al Yankovic and Vagina.
That's going to be our theme song. I think that's going to be our new intro.
Mm-hmm. Wow. First time hearing it?
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
The first time hearing it, Sean?
Huh?
That's your first time hearing it?
Yeah.
Right.
It's probably as wide open as you are.
Okay, that was my first time. That song mm-hmm. crazy.
Well, you're no longer a virgin to that song.
That's awesome. All right, on that note, once again, we want to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving.
Happy
a holiday. We will not be on here Thursday. We will not come on here Thursday. We will not come here on air Thursday because it's a holiday.
There are three games on Thursday.
All right, goddamn it. Go ahead, say what you got to say.
Anyway, thanks to all the folks who came in today. And remember, we are not here on Thursday because of Old Turkey Day. But enjoy your Thanksgiving. Please drive safely if you're going to wherever. Fly safely. And we'll see you back here next Tuesday. Are you ready to take everything out, or are you going to say bye to everybody?
Go ahead. Finish it off.
Happy holidays.
What time there was has ceased to be, there is no more. Yesterday is gone, forget about tomorrow. They're here yet, don't worry about it. Today is here, make the most of it. Stand up for something you believe in, because you can fall for anything. If we didn't play everything you want to hear, you really didn't hear anything. On your face for the next while, we will see you in a little while. That will be next Tuesday, November the 29th. And remember, I am Black Reporter. She's McCrush Arts. You are in, and we are out.
Hey, better not forget about me. Oh, my bad. Bye, everyone.
Bye. Happy Thanksgiving,
Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Friday.
Happy Black Friday.
Black Friday?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's
right. I saw on the news. I mean, what a handcuffs.
Handcuffs.
Bye.
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 Oh, yeah.